Good morning, Church of the Living God. What is up? Thank you, worship team. You guys killed it today. I want to thank the pastors for giving me this opportunity to share with you guys today. My name is Jeremy. I'm one of the leaders at Merge. Forgot to mention that the pastor's services, but I'm one of the leaders at Merge, and I love it so much. Before I get into it, I want to pray real quick, so let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you that it is a day that you made, Lord. I pray that you show up right now, Lord. You open our hearts and our ears right now to what you're saying. Pray that you use me today in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so for the past little bit, I've been going to school up at UConn, University of Connecticut. My major is HDFS, Human Development and Family Studies. So this is the definition I found because I didn't know the good definition. It says we study the diverse ways in which individuals develop within their social and familiar context across a lifespan. Usually the definition I give is we study why people are kind of how they are. So, but it's pretty much just studying, okay, what happens at a young age and why does that make people how they are at an older age? So it's super interesting, but one of the topics that we discussed in my class this past semester is fatherlessness and absent fathers within our society and our homes. So there's a few statistics that really stepped out at me and jumped out, so I want to mention those and share them with you guys. 18.3 million children, that's one in four kids, live without a biological, step, or adoptive father in the home. 71% of high school dropouts are fatherless. 85% of youth in prison have absent fathers. 90% of runaway children or homeless kids are children without fathers. So for me, this was very surprising. I have an amazing father. Many of you guys know my father and my parents, actually. Everyone's always like, oh my gosh, your parents are so great. You're so blessed to have them. Like, you're so lucky to have them as parents. I'm like, you don't have them as parents. You don't know who they are as parents. Like, as a friend, yeah, they might be great, but no, they are really great and I am blessed for sure. But my father is really awesome. Like, growing up with him, he's a carpenter, so I would always go out to the job site with him, help him work and stuff. And if you have kids, you always know, like, you're trying to help your kid along because they're like, oh, teach me. And then it takes like 20 minutes longer. And you're like, oh, but it's like super good. So it was like, great. He would always teach me, help me along, and show me stuff. So I am blessed to have him. But I know my situation is a little special sometimes, so not everyone has a father like that. So while I was up at Elam Bible Institute in college, I was in a dorm room late one night, 2 o'clock in the morning, me and my buddy were talking, and he was like, yeah, I'm not able to really envision God as a father. I can't have that father relationship with God because my father was never around. Or even when he was around, he wasn't the greatest father. So as we talked about that, and then I came back and I talked with people in church, and it's quite common. Not a lot of people are able to, and sometimes that is that is what's going on. But as you read through the Bible, you keep seeing, okay, God the Father, we're his children. So it's God the Father, we're his children, all over and again. And I feel like that's a concept we have to grasp and really dive into that relationship with God in that way. So through my studies, one of these papers I wrote, one of the big things that fathers or that impact children with their fathers if their fathers aren't around is statistically the children without fathers struggle more in school, but they also struggle because they don't get exactly what they need from their fathers, like their life lessons, the little things you watch your father do as you're growing up, and those little, just by being there, you know? So writing this paper, I was trying to get my points right and just trying to figure it out, and I kind of got like four main points of fathers and what they bring to the table. So as children, we seek from our fathers, I would say first, approval. We need approval, whether it's in school or in sports or just life decisions as we go through life. We like that approval from our fathers. The second is safety or protection. within our homes. We need that safe place to go home to. Third is wisdom. Throughout living with my father, you just learn wisdom from him. He has so much wisdom to share, and just to, so that I develop and mature morally and ethically. Fourth is provision for a house and food and $20 when I'm going out with my friends. So those are the main four points that I kind of got and were like, okay, these are the things we really get from our fathers. But as I look through the Bible, we see those same things that God has. God's able to provide those same exact points for us. So I'm going to read through a couple verses for you guys. You guys can write them down or you don't have to look them up. I'm going to go pretty quick. But 1 John 4:8 says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is saying God loves you. He is love. He is the essence of love. Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. He's there to protect you. He's your refuge, his strength. He's there when you need him. You can go to him for the safety. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. God provides for you. Whatever you need, he'll provide abundantly more than he provides. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depths of the riches of both the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. He has the depths that can't even be reached for the wisdom and knowledge that you can gain from him as you're reading through the Bible, as you're praying with him and talking to him. That knowledge and that wisdom is so needed, and it's so accessible if we just reach out. Psalms 139:7-10. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there, your hand will lead me and your right hand will lay hold of me. This verse is talking about God's omnipresence, how he's everywhere at once. So no matter what you're going through, even if you're like, oh my gosh, I have nobody, God is there with you. Your father is there with you. One thing that, even though that I had a great father and I had a great relationship with him and I was able to see God in that father sense and in that relationship, I didn't completely grasp it until lately as I started looking into this. But when we start to have that relationship with God the Father, we're able to have a heart change or change in perspective on why we do what we do. When we have God as a Father, it kind of changes, okay, in the Bible, it says all these things. We have to do this. We have to do that. We can't do that. We can't do that. We got to do this. Instead of looking at it like that, it's like, okay, I know what my father wants for me, and I want to walk out his wishes because he is my father. So my father's been working on our basement, trying to finish it off. He works all day and then comes home, works on the basement. So I go and work with him because I want to help him. It's my want instead of like, oh, I've got to go and help my father. It's that change in perspective or that change in heart. So we change, and when we have that change in heart, it makes it so that we don't look at the Bible and all these religious acts or something where we're like, oh, I got to just check it off. But we want to do all these things for our Father. If you guys want to stand with me, Pastor Elijah, if you want to come up, I'm going to close pretty soon. I saw a video on social media. And it was about this barber, or this Christian that went to get his hair cut by this barber. They were talking, and as they were talking, the barber was like, oh, you're a Christian? Like, why? God's not real. The barber just didn't believe in God, so he didn't understand that. So the Christian kind of was like, all right, they just chat or whatever, and got his hair cut. He left. As he was walking down the street, he saw this guy, like this homeless man, kind of long hair, long beard, kind of grungy. And he's like, hey, can you come with me? Goes back to the barber shop. And he's like, hey, barber, there's no such thing as barbers. because this man is hairy and grungy. And he's like, no, 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 you have it wrong. It's not that there's no such thing as barbers, but he didn't come to me. So God wants you to come to him. He wants you to have that relationship with you. He doesn't want that $20 relationship where you just come up and shoot up a quick prayer. He wants to have that deep relationship with you. You are his children. He is your father. He is there for you whenever you need him. At the end of service, we're going to have a few people up here, me and Adam mostly, but if we had more help past services, they all left. I just looked and I was like, oh, snap, only two of us. If you guys want prayer for anything, if you struggle with seeing God in that Father aspect and getting those attributes out of God, come up and we would love to pray for you. If you've been struggling with anxiety for this past week and you're just like, wow, I'm going through it, I need a little prayer, come up, we want to pray for you. One of the things we do at Merge is, our big thing, especially in our small groups, is we just want to live life with them. It doesn't matter. We always have like a Bible scripture that we'll go over, but our big thing is we want to just catch up and live life with them. If you just need someone to come up here and pray for you and go through what you're going through and just bless you, come up. We want to pray for you. All right, I'm going to close in prayer. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We ask that you show us who you are as a father, Lord. I pray that you reveal yourself as a father right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray that we're able to have that aspect of you as a father in our hearts, Lord, so that we can come to you as children, humbly kneeling, crying out, Lord, I need you. Lord, we thank you that you are such a great, loving father. Lord, I pray for everyone right now, Lord. I pray that they'll go in peace right now in the name of Jesus, have a great week, and are blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, just quick reminder, please come forward. We want to pray with you guys, but have a great week.